Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite you to a huge rosary rally Thursday night, March 27th in Cincinnati. All the details will follow at the end of the rosary. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. In this first part of Lent, we're traveling with the Israelites through the book of Exodus, and right now, they're in the desert. Have you ever been to the desert? In many ways, it's like being on the ocean. Both the ocean and the desert have the grandeur of simplicity, of being magnificent, but not complicated. Everywhere you look, it's largely the same. Vast expanse. Now, that uncomplicated aspect of the desert gives it a sense of peace and clarity. Because the truth is, when things get too complicated, we get confused and anxious. So it makes sense that the desert would be the place where we encounter God. It makes sense that the desert is our metaphor for the season of Lent, because we find God when we cut through the confusion and the anxiety and reach the clarity that there are not many things that we actually need to worry about. At the end of the day, there is only one thing that matters. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery, the great killer in our culture, the thing that takes a massive toll on both body and soul, is stress. Everybody is stressed out. We're all super tense so much of the time. But now ask yourself, what does the word tense mean? Obviously, the word tense is just a variation on tension. And tension is simple. When one thing is being pulled in opposing directions at the same time. If you pull two ends of a rope or a string in opposite directions, you create tension. You make the rope tense. And that's what causes tension in our soul. When our minds and our desires are pulled in opposite directions at once, that's what destroys us. And that's what simplicity can heal. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall it be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. We don't live in a simple desert where we pray and commune with God. We live in a jungle of our projects and needs. We have too many different things we think we need to get done. Too many projects, all competing for our time. And we're constantly trying to juggle, trying to maximize, trying to sort through all the different stuff we want to do. And it's too much. The complexity of it is killing us. Our aspirations are divided, and so we are tense. But in the desert, Christ just fasted and prayed. In the desert, the priorities were clear. There was only one thing that needed to be done every day. Time needed to be spent with God. And we needed to commit ourselves to Him. So, how can we create a desert in our minds and souls? How can we clear away the complexity and realize that none of it is really that crucial? Try this. Think of the 5 projects that are weighing on you most heavily, and then think how fleeting, how passing they are. How if you complete them, it won't really change anything in your life. They'll be done, but then there's just a bunch of other stuff to get done. And if you die before you complete them, it won't really make a huge difference to anyone, will it? So spiritually, clear away all the excess growth of your to-do list, at least in principle, if not in fact. You may end up getting all those things done, but remember that you don't have to. Realize, at the end of the day, you are alone with God in the desert, and He is all you need. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Our homes are also testimonies to the jungles our souls have become. We have too much stuff. Nearly all of us have too much stuff. And it's because we have too many desires. Our houses are messy and cluttered because our desires are messy and cluttered, which is why we are tense. A lot of times people will get the urge to purge, to get rid of all the clothes and knickknacks and books and whatever else they don't need and never use. So they declutter their houses. But they don't declutter their souls from the complicated mess of desires that keep growing like a tangle of weeds. And that complicated mess of desires in our soul just causes us to then buy a bunch of new stuff that we didn't need. So the point is to declutter the soul. Make a desert out of the soul. Make the soul simple. So try this. What are the things you're looking forward to buying or worrying about replacing or thinking about renovating? What are the costs you're worried about or the increased income you're planning on having to make? And then realize that none of these purchases or replacements or renovations or costs or revenues is really going to make much difference to your life. Just as none of the purchases or replacements or renovations or costs or additional need for revenue up till now, none of that has magically resulted in your overall contentment or satisfaction. Those who live in a desert, they don't own much and they don't need to. They have enough for their basic needs and they have God. It's a simple life. It's a peaceful life out there in the desert. And if they don't need to worry about anything else, neither do we. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. There's not a lot of entertainment in the desert. It's a silent wilderness, a wasteland. There's nothing to stop you from thinking about what you should be thinking about. Nothing to make you lose focus about what really matters. We, on the contrary, flood ourselves with entertainment. We check our email, pick up a book, watch a show, scroll through the headlines in the news, watch about a billion YouTube shorts, send some texts, get some work done. We switch our attention from one thing to another and to another and to another and then back again. If tension means being pulled in different directions, then no wonder we're always tense. Because our attention is constantly being pulled in different directions. So of course we're always tense. But what can we do to remove distraction? What can we do to keep our attention focused on the one thing necessary? Well, there are probably a lot of ways, but let me suggest that you try this. When you come home after work, leave your phone at the front door. I mean, inside your front door. But don't carry it around in your hand for the rest of the night. And every time you want to reach for your phone, every time you want to look something up or send a message, you know, just check something real quick. Instead, say an Our Father or a Hail Mary. Replace the jungle of distraction with the desert of prayer. Clear away the complication. Fight the tension. Focus on the one thing that matters. God. That's what Lent is all about. And actually, that's what life is all about. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
John Paul II wanted to prepare the church for a new springtime of faith, a new Pentecost, but he said it would happen like the first. In Acts chapter 1, the disciples devoted themselves with one accord to prayer with Mary. See, they gathered around Mary in prayer, and the Holy Spirit fell upon them, and they went out and converted the world. John Paul said the new Pentecost will happen like the first, when we gather around Mary in prayer. That's why we're asking all of you to form your own rosary group with the people in your life. But I want to invite you and your family and friends to join me for a huge rosary rally Thursday night, March 27th at 7 p.m. at Xavier High School in Cincinnati for Eucharistic adoration, powerful music, and the rosary. And you can find all the details at schooloffaith.com and just click on events. Well, Teresa, what caught your attention with that meditation, or what maybe pricked your conscience?
This is my whole deal. For the longest time, I've had the biggest problem with online shopping. With clothes in general.
Yes, you do, because everything you buy shows up in a box at my front door. Mm-hmm. The Amazon guy thinks I'm addicted to shopping.
To be clear, not shopping on Amazon. But
okay, that's true.
They
just happen to deliver everything.
No. They're unrelated. That's not my boxes. You can talk to yourself about that one. But I noticed that it was such a habit that I was not so much in need of clothes as I was in the habit of shopping. So I was in the habit of just looking for things, and it got so bad that I realized the thing that excited me the most was the weight, and I was constantly checking my tracking updates and all of these things, and then the box would finally come, and then half the time I just didn't even care, and then I'd procrastinate opening it because I didn't care that much. And I didn't need it. I wasn't in need. And I feel the same way with a lot of TV shows and movies where I get so excited about a release date and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And then the show comes out and then I don't watch it. Maybe not for months, maybe not ever. And I think there's this constant need to wait for something to fix your life, and then it never does. Mm. And I'm the same way with my achievements. I create and I write and I, it's always funny, I write or I don't write, I learn songs that I really like. I'll learn them on guitar. And before I learn them, I'm like, that's the hardest thing in the world, and I'll never be able to learn it. And then I sit down, I spend some time with it, I learn it, and then I'm not even satisfied because I'm like, well, I learned it, therefore it must be easy. So it's no longer impressive to me. And that's sort of the end of all endeavors on this earth that aren't God, in the sense that you're waiting and you put, it's our natural tendency to wait and feel that excitement, but we are waiting for the wrong thing or striving for the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's really odd. We're waiting for the wrong thing while we keep the right thing waiting.
Yeah, well said. Well said.
The only thing we need is God, and we can have Him at any second through prayer, and we keep putting Him off.
I'm always putting that off, and I'm always deeply satisfied by it.
Always.
When I always drag my feet to daily mass, and when I get there, I'm so happy. I'm very peaceful. Or maybe not every time, maybe sometimes I'm just in a really dry spell, but I'm almost always better, and most of the time I feel so at ease. That the opposite of that tension you were talking about.
Even today, before we prayed the rosary, I was so tired, like I'm gonna die.
Like, this is the last thing I want to do. Like, let me rest, and then I'll get to all those things eventually. But I've got
Yeah.
to.
But by the third or fourth decade,
Yeah.
I just I it energizes,
I fully
rejuvenates.
agree.
St. Catherine of Siena only slept 30 minutes a night. And she said it's because I find so much refreshment in prayer.
You know, I've got some friends like that. That must be their secret.
It's so ridiculous. I have not looked at the news. I don't go on YouTube unless I'm researching something very specific.
Yeah.
I don't go to ESPN, nothing, nothing. I limited myself to three things on my phone: text, email, and weather. And I still find myself constantly rotating between the three.
I'm the same way. I will, if I get rid of all of the entertaining apps on my phone, I will open up anything. I will open up just like my notes app, or I will just stare at, I'm trying to think of it. There was something that I kept opening up, and I'm like, I'll open up like the New York Times games app, and I'll just stare at the Daily Mini. I don't know. I'm not doing anything.
The one thing that has that breaks me of it when I have a good book.
Yes.
If I keep a good book with
Because that's
me,
exciting and rewarding and active, but also it's refilling. What's the word I'm looking for?
It's refilling, refreshing. It's so I especially, and it doesn't have to be a religious book, but make it a beautiful book. Or a book, make it a book that is full of truth or beauty so that it actually feeds your soul. And the lives of the saints are the best. Like I just finished that biography on Saint Josephine Bakhita, riveting.
Yeah, incredible.
And there are so many great biographies of saints. That's a great replacement for the constant time we spend, the constant distraction by the phone.
You know, you don't have the news, so you haven't heard yet.
What's that?
Brad Marchand was traded to the Florida Panthers.
You are lying.
I am not lying. I am not lying at all. I swear I don't have the news, but I just got the notification. I thought that would kill you right
For all of
now.
you out there, Brad Marchand was my favorite hockey player for the Bruins.
Was?
Well, now he's playing, I mean, for the he was for the
Yeah.
Bruins,
And
but
our
now
team
but he got
captain.
traded to the best team in the league.
One of the best right now.
One of the best in the league. Wow. I guess I'm a Florida
Oh,
Panthers
you
fan.
watch yourself.
I
Well, we always knew the Florida Panthers had a rap problem, and now
need to
they've
get a
got
new
two.
shirt now. I need to get a Marchand Florida Panthers
See, you
shirt.
don't need the news to find out everything that is important to you.
That's true. I just need good friends. Wow, that's amazing. Good for him. He went from a
Good for him.
team.
He might get a cup.
He went from a team that didn't isn't going to make the playoffs to a team that has a chance for the Stanley Cup. Good for him. So much for distractions. Well, the one thing in life that is necessary is hockey. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and a good hockey game. Share this with others.